You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jocelyn. Are you currently in need of roadside?
Yes, but you know what? I called before, and because the policy number doesn't go through, they don't help me. So they transfer me to customer service, and I've been holding on the phone like more than an hour. They don't pick up. This is really bad. Even the girl from the insurance is in line waiting to, they don't pick up or call. So I'm calling back to you to see if you can help me with a member number that I'm gonna give you.
Okay, and did you call from the 714-910-3177 number the first time?
I don't know. I've been calling many numbers and they're not able to help me. I missed work today to do this, and I don't
get
the help
I need. I understand, but I need to figure out, I need to find your ticket first, so I need the number that you called from the first time you called.
Oh, I don't know. I called, let me see.
Can I have your personal phone number?
Yes. It's 714-232-0481. So you asking me which number I called. You know, I've been making calls.
Hey, can I have your first and last name?
Lydia Alvarado.
And what's that member ID number?
Seven 72 77 04 46 91 4. And also they gave me
and that was 72 77 04 46 69 14.
Yes. And they gave me a product number, something like that.
A productscope.
Uh-huh.
And what's that producer's code?
1, 2, 4, and the little V for Victor. So like now I'm holding for them from another phone. Am I using another phone? Like, yes, another line to see if can get help somewhere.
And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle that needs service?
It's the Lexus 2002 RX 300.
All right, yes, ma'am. So with this policy not popping up, it would be an out-of-pocket, or you can talk to our customer service.
I did. I'm waiting on it. I told you it's in the other line.
So yes, ma'am.
I've been
So you're going to
waiting
have to
for more.
continue.
I've
So
been
you're going
waiting
to have.
We've been waiting like for more than an hour in the line, and they don't pick up. What's the name of your company?
Yes, ma'am. I understand that you've been waiting for about an hour, but there are other people ahead of you that are
yes,
trying to
I
file
understand.
Claims and things. But
I understand.
Unfortunately, with the policy not popping up, it will be either out of pocket. If you do not want to pay the out of pocket, then we contact you to customer service. But there's nothing on our end that we can do if the policy isn't fighting.
Can you check the policy again?
Yes, ma'am. It's 727-704-46914.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And that policy is not
okay.
searching.
Okay. How much it's going to be when they pick it?
I have to get all your information down first, and then I have to call the provider to see what they will say.
Oh, my gosh. So it's... Okay, please. Can you please?
Yes, ma'am. And you said that producer's code was 124V.
That's the number the customer service gave me a while ago. 124V for Victor, yes. Because when I did this call earlier, they gave me this and they told me that they should able to, you know, to help me out.
And was that Fred Loyal's customer service or was that our customer service?
Your customer service. The customer service, something like that. From you, yes, from you. Mm-hmm.
And
so
can I have
tell
your
me now.
Policy, can I have your producer's code and plan letter? I'm sorry, can I have your effective date for your policy?
My what you said?
Can I have your effective date for this policy?
Date? What's the date?
The day that you started your
it.
Policy with Roseide?
Oh, okay. May 31st, 22.
And is that address 1310 South Shelton Street?
Yes. Yes. Okay, so now you're going to find out, right? So
no, I still have to figure out where that I still have to figure out where the vehicle is and where is it going.
Okay, so how long is that going to take? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I just need to get this information so I can get this dispatch so I can call the provider to see what they say.
Okay.
And what seems to be wrong with the vehicle?
The color?
What seems to be wrong with the vehicle?
What is wrong with the vehicle?
Yes, ma'am. What's wrong with the Lexus? What's wrong with the car?
Okay, I can't catch what you're saying. I'm sorry. You need to tell me slow. I'm
What
because the
is
line is
wrong
coming.
with the vehicle?
Okay, it doesn't start. It doesn't start.
And do you want a jump start or a tow?
It doesn't start when I put the key on. When I start it, I'll make I if I push the gas, it stays, but when I take off the gas, it just turn it off.
Yes, ma'am. Are you getting it as a jump start or do you want it as a tow?
Though.
And is the vehicle able to shift into neutral?
Your question again.
Is the vehicle able to shift into neutral?
Yes.
And is the vehicle a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or a
Yeah.
two-wheel drive?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. And where are the keys for the vehicle? Yes, I have the key.
And will you be there when the provider comes to pick up the vehicle?
Yes.
And would you need to ride with the provider to the drop-off location?
Do I need to go over with them? Or they
Do
just gonna.
you need to ride with them?
Okay, yes, that's fine.
Do you need to, or do you is
No, I don't have to. No, I don't have to, but if they ask me to, okay.
is the vehicle at the 1310 West South Shelton address?
Yes, it's on the street.
And where is the vehicle going?
One 1781 Cardinal Circle. Do you want me to spell Cardinal?
No, ma'am.
Okay,
Is that
Cardinal
Garden
Circle,
Grove?
Garden Grove. Yes, Garden Grove 92843.
Yes, ma'am. And when I call that provider, will you be paying with cash or card?
Cash.
All right, yes, ma'am. So I'm gonna tell you right now. So a close estimate, you're probably going to be looking at around $100. But I can call that provider just to double check to see what he'll say.
Okay, you said about 100 or 100, about
More
right?
than a, it's going to be a, it's going to be more than 100. A hook is 75, and then some providers do about $5 to $7 a mile.
It's like 3 miles away, right? Like 4 miles away.
Yes, ma'am. So yeah, you're looking at about 100, 105 out of pocket. I can call that provider just to double check, though.
125.
Yes, ma'am. I could call that provider just to check, but that's a rough estimate.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm thinking because I don't know if they're gonna re reimburse the amount. The insurance gonna reimburse the amount.
So they will reimburse the amount. I'm not fully sure how much they reimbursed. You'll have to call them to see, but they do reimburse.
Okay. Okay.
So would you like you to call your insurance company and see how much they reimbursed?
No, I needed them to come. No, just I need them to come and pick it up because I got work off today, and this is a bad come. I don't know. I'm sorry. How long are they gonna be here?
I have to call that provider to get their ETA and also the final amount. So I will call you back with all that information.
Okay, so you're gonna call me back?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.